restrictions on bull sharks amid concern their numbers are increasing in the state's rivers and coastal waterways. A petition lodged by Brisbane Recreational Fishers is calling for a larger catch limit and consideration of shark culls, arguing growing shark populations are making waterways less safe. Jet ski rider and angler David Frischna says he is concerned about increasing shark numbers in inland waterways. He says he signed the petition because he wants his grandchildren to be able to enjoy the same lifestyle he had. However, Associate Professor of Environmental Science at Bond University, Dr. Daryl McPhee, says that there's not enough scientific evidence to confirm population growth since sharks are difficult to count accurately as they travel large distances. Current rules allow anglers to keep just one bull shark a day, provided it's smaller than 1.5 meters. Dr. Leonardo Guida of Australian Marine Conservation Society says removing the current 1.5 meter catch limit could effectively amount to a shark cull. Additionally, Dr. Guida says that bull sharks are important apex predators. If we remove too many species or too many apex predators from the position, food webs can potentially become unstable and possibly collapse, he says. Dr. Guida is calling for an evidence-based approach, including shark tracking and drone surveillance. In more local news, Queensland Tertiary Admissions Centre has released ATAR Navigator, a tool intended to guide Year 12 students in choosing senior subjects and estimate their likely ATAR range. In the Navigator, students could select any subject offered for Year 11 and 12 in the state and enter the expected marks for each to predict their ATAR. QTAC Chief Executive Chris Vera explained the prediction tool is based on historical data in Queensland over the last 6 years. He hoped the tool could prevent students from flying blind by helping them choose preferences for university courses that they're most likely be eligible for. QTAC maintained the tool is strictly to guide planning, as actual ATAR results can vary over the years.
In national news, Australia is currently failing to meet World Health Organization targets to eliminate congenital syphilis. The Director of Sexual Health and Bloodborne Viruses Strategy and Policy for Northern Territory Health, Professor Kelly Hosking, described congenital syphilis as a health disaster and a tragedy. Professor Hosking has taken the reins as incident controller for syphilis in the Northern Territory, where infection rates are 7.5 times higher than the national figures. Symptoms of early syphilis include painless canker sore, rash, fever, and headaches. However, about half of those infected are asymptomatic. Northern Territory Chief Health Officer Dr. Paul Burgess hopes that Northern Territory can turn the syphilis outbreak around, but says it needs federal support to do so. More national news, questions are being raised over the effectiveness of the federal government's Indigenous Procurement Policy, IPP, with claims black cladding is undermining billions of taxpayer money. Black cladding is when non-Indigenous businesses appear to be Indigenous-controlled to access contracts and policies reserved for First Nation businesses. Wanneroo's man Scott Franks was invited to join GLAD Indigenous in 2021 as a joint venture between GLAD Holdings and Mr. Franks, securing IPP contracts that are only given to businesses that are at least 50% Indigenous owned and controlled. In 2023, the company was taken to the Supreme Court of New South Wales, where evidence was found that $130,000 was taken from the business account by the minority shareholder without notice. The financial strain eventually led to the closure of the company. Recent research from the Australian National University found that a decade's worth of IPP contracts were going to less than a third of majority Indigenous owned. Mr. Frank says, quote, the government needs to accept its responsibility here because they've allowed it to happen.
In international news, American musician Oliver Tree has died in a helicopter crash in Brazil. He was 32. On Sunday morning in Rio de Janeiro, two helicopters collided and crashed into the city's western zone, killing all six people abroad. The alternative pop artist, comedian, and internet personality was on his world tour in Brazil and was scheduled to make stops in Australia, New Zealand, and even Antarctica. Argentine content creator Gaspar Prim Diaz, also known as Gaspy, also died in the crash. Other victims include Lucas Vignale, Lucas Brito Chavez, and pilots Alexandre Sousa and Charles Masalak. German DJ Robin Schultz uploaded a tribute to his Instagram story calling Tree a lovely soul and one-of-a-kind character. He is joined by a massive outpouring of tributes across the internet.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23, no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.